CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737.
Alrighty, welcome back to CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. I'm your host, Chris Villarreal, President, General Manager of CPL Pest Control's Houston Division. And today we are talking about bed bugs in the Shenandoah area. So with this past month, we've had quite a few calls come in from the Shenandoah area with respect to bed bugs. And I'm not saying that it's at all related or correlated to each other, but it seems like Shenandoah has a bed bug problem. And I just kind of want to address some things with respect to the bed bug. What is the bed bug? What does a bed bug look like? Why do I have bed bugs? And so on and so forth. And so the thing about bed bugs is that it is a treatable problem. It is a problem, but like most problems, it has a solution. So that is the wonderful thing. And we here at CPL Pest Control are providing the best solution for that. And so let's kind of talk about one of the first questions. Why do I have bed bugs? That's always the big question. How did I get this problem? I'm a clean person. I have a clean house. Why in the world do I have a bed bug problem? And so bed bugs are like fleas. They're like ticks in the sense that they require a host. They require a host, and that's how they end up in your home. That's how they end up in your bed. That's how they end up in your sofa. And so what will happen is they'll, you know, you may get them from work. You may get them from public transportation, a movie theater. There's so many places where you can get bed bugs. And the reason why is because, like I said, if person A has an overinfestation in their home or their dwelling place, and they have them on their clothes or they have eggs on their clothes, and they carry these bed bugs, you know, with them, they're going to drop them as they're going. And so it's a very transmittable situation where bed bugs can become a problem relatively fast. And so, or hotels. Hotels is the big one. The number one question I always ask my clients when we're doing the inspection is, have you done any traveling? When was the last time you traveled? And 9 times out of 10, that's where people get them from, is traveling. And so there are some precautions you can take when you think that you have bed bugs, or you think that you may have brought in bed bugs with you from a hotel or from an Airbnb or something like that. And so very important that you kind of take those precautions. And so what are those precautions? That's going through your bag, going through each item of clothing. Growing up, you know, this is a family-owned business. Growing up, my dad always had my mom put all of our clothes, you know, even if it was clean, when we came back from traveling, and put it in the dryer, because it didn't matter if you're staying in a nice hotel or in a bad hotel. Doesn't matter. Bed bugs are bed bugs, and they're no respecter of persons. And so they invade clean homes and dirty homes, and clean hotels and dirty hotels. And so we would always throw those clothes in the dryer and really inspect those suitcases to make sure that we didn't have a problem. And so those are some precautions you can take to make sure that you don't carry bed bugs with you when you're traveling. And so if you do a lot of traveling, those are some things that just kind of need to become habitual. If you do a lot of traveling, you need to make sure that you're not carrying anything with you, because it can quickly become a problem. And you can, worst of all, take that problem to someone else, and, you know, without you even intending to do so. And so what does a bed bug look like? So kind of hard to explain via podcast, but you can Google pictures. And so they're reddish brown, dark reddish brown in color, and they're relatively small. And but you know right away that you're dealing with an insect that you're not used to seeing. And so the bed bug doesn't look like an ant, doesn't look like a termite, doesn't look like a beetle. It looks like a bed bug. And so kind of flat in nature, and they like to hide. They do not like to be exposed. And so bed bugs are going to hang out where you and I predominantly stay. And so, you know, you and I will, you know, if we get a good night's rest, that's 8 hours a day. And so that's 8 hours that we're going to spend in our bed. Now, there's not a lot of places that we spend 8 hours. You know, if you work in an office, you may spend 8 hours in your office, but that's a considerable amount of time in the day. And so you're spending, you know, good time in this bed, in this location. So that's where they're going to be. And so it's always, not always, but, you know, most of the time we're going to find them in bedding and headboards and box boards and mattresses and things of that nature, because that's where they're going to hide, because they want to stay close to the food source. And so what'll happen is, you know, people will move stuff around and say, well, I can't find them. Well, the reason why is because they want to stay well hid. They want to stay hidden. They don't want to be exposed. And so they come out at night when they sense that heat. So they sense your body heat, are attracted to it, and then latch on. And then, you know, go start feeding. And so, and then from there, we carry them to other places. Like I said, sofas. And so that's why we here at CPO Pest Control always recommend full home treatments to offer our guarantee. You know, when you just treat one room or you just treat one location, it's you know, there's no way you can guarantee that they're not in other places as well. And so we do very thorough treatments, very thorough inspections to make sure that we eradicate the problem wherever it may be. Like I said, bed bugs are relatively habitual. In most cases, they're going to hang out in the same spots in the same places. So we know exactly where to treat, how to treat, and how aggressive to be to eradicate your bed bug problem. And so one of the number one questions that we get is, do I need to throw away my furniture? And my question is always, 9 times out of 10, we're dealing with situations where it's not a very severe situation. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say no. And for the 10%, it's not that the treatment is not going to eradicate the problem, but that 10% is reserved for our more extreme cases where, you know, they've been there for years and they've become a part of their life. And bed bugs can cause emotional trauma. And so one of the ways that we help reduce and eliminate that trauma is by making that recommendation and saying, hey, look, it may be best that you part with this piece of furniture because it's just so closely associated with the problem that you may have to get rid of it. Because as long as you see that furniture, you may see that problem, even though that problem does not exist anymore. And I hope that makes some sense to you that are listening. And so, like I said, 90% of the time, you do not have to. You do not have to. The treatment is going to take care of it. Like I said, that 10% of the treatment is going to take care of it as well. But it's that emotional trauma that we want to help eliminate. And so I hope this answers some of your questions with respect to the bed bugs. Like I said, they've become a larger problem here in recent months. And that could be because of the traveling that was done in the winter. And the thing about bed bugs is, if you pick up bed bugs that aren't mature enough yet to bite, here's the problem. We can bring in bed bugs that don't need a bite yet, and they'll hide, but they'll lay eggs. The female will lay eggs. A female bed bug can lay an egg a day. And so what'll happen is you can have a problem growing and you not even know it until a couple months down the road, and you realize, oh my, we have a bed bug problem. Where did we get them from? Well, we haven't done any traveling in the last month. Yeah, but you did some traveling in December or November during the holiday season, and now we have a problem. And so if you feel like you have bed bugs, if you think you have bed bugs, give us a call. I'd love to go out and give you peace of mind. The old nursery rhyme is, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And that saying remains true today. You don't need to let the bed bugs bite. Give us a call today. I'd love to go out and give you a free inspection. 281-683-6737. And as always, ask to speak with Chris. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Like, share it, subscribe. Let all your friends know that we here at CPO Pest Control are sending bed bugs to bug heaven. Give us a call, 281-683-6737. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
Google CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737.